Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. Nedarim daf Yud Gimel. We are on Yud Beis Amid Beis. Five lines from the bottom. Lema Ketanoi. Just a heads up. Next week, Beth Hashem, Menachem and company will be giving the daf. I'll be in Eretz Yisrael next week. I know we have some listeners in Beit Shemesh and Eretz Yisrael. I will be giving a shiur Monday night, tentatively Monday night at 8 o'clock in Rabbi David Shul in Beit Shemesh. If anybody's interested, it's Monday night. Anyway, so Beth Hashem, next week, our team of Talmidei Chachamim will be taking over. Lema Ketanoi. Five lines from the bottom on Yud Beis Amid Beis. Let's say this is a machlokas tanoim. What's a machlokas tanoim? Lema ketanoi, as we've been discussing. Meikaro kamatvis or behetera kamatvis. When you have something that's mutter now, but it used to be usser. In its roots, it was usser. And you say this should be, something mutter should be like this. So what do you mean when you say zekazet? Do you mean what this is now, or do you mean what this was inherently? Let's say you have a piece of shlamim meat. That was the original question. That shlamim meat la'achazrikas adam is mutter, even for Yisraelim. Right? Even for Yisraelim, we're allowed to eat shlamim meat. But originally, of course, it was usser. It used to be kachim that was off limits. So what do you say is the person's da? So we tried three rayas so far. None of them have worked. Now we try a fourth one. Maybe it's really a machlokas tanoim. Lema ketanoi. Hare alai kibachar. Someone says, this should be to me like a bachar. The mefarish, second to bottom line on the daf, says we're talking about a kohen saying this. But kohen kamairi. Right, not a Yisrael. Dibi Yisrael, lesle shum zechia begaveh. If it's a Yisrael, it seems to be, for sure, it's a davar hanadur, and for sure it would work. A kohen, that's the shot, because a kohen is allowed to eat. It's a bechor is belonging to a kohen. It's a monoshal kohen. It's a carbon. He has to bring certain parts of it to the mizbeach, but really it has some aterim to him. Most Rishonim say do not agree with this. Most Rishonim are not machalik, even about a Yisrael. Lav dafka talking about a kohen, but the machlokas here is even about a Yisrael. So harei like a bechor. Someone says this is to me as a bechor. Rabbi Yaakov oser, Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yaakov says oser, and Rabbi Yehuda says, or Rabbi Yossi on the side says mutter. Again, we're going to get back to the Ginas Egos. We'll mention it in a few minutes again. So heichidami, what exactly is the question of the Gemara? What exactly is the machlokas about when somebody says harei like a bechor? What's the case? E neima lifnei zrikas hadam. Are we talking about a case of a bechor before zrikas hadam? So my time in the mandashari. So before zrikas hadam, for sure, this is a total carbon, and it's a davar hanadur lechora. Isn't it a davar hanadur? Right? You're right. It's a carbon that you brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, why would anybody say mutter? It's aser right now, and there's no shaila. Of course, it's going to be aser. Your neder. Vilach zrikas damim, and if it's after zrikas adam, when the bechor is mutter, when the bechor is mutter now, my time at the manda aser, right? So then it's mamona shel kohen. So why would anybody? It's like matzis b'davar hamutter. So you manafshach beforehand. How could anybody say mutter? Afterwards, how could anybody say aser? Elolav. So what must be the case? To machiz basar bechor. There is a piece of bechor meat lying before zrikas adam. I'm sorry, after zrikas adam, meaning it's mutter now, umachas basar dehech gabei, and you have another piece of meat that is in question that you're making another about next to it, yomer zekazet, and you say, this is like this, v'tanoyi. So isn't this must be the case of the machlokas tanoim, that right now it's mutter, it's after zrikas adam, and you say, this should be like this, but at root, it used to be, meikaro kamatvis, it used to be aser. So maybe that's the machlokas here, between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. That's why one says azar, one says mutter, because that's the machlokas. Beikara kar matfis or behetira kar matfis. We are about to see that it's going to be rejected. It's not a machlokas tanam, it's a special machlokas about bechor. So lemaisa, we're not going to have an answer to this question. This question here is not answered in the Gemara. And if you just look for a moment in the Ran, on the fourth line in the Ran, on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Ula Inyan Halacha, Kazav HaRambanza, Behil Chosav, Dinehi Dabaya Dahakalo Ifshita. Even though this question is not answered, we're going to see the rejection in a minute, but there's a lot to talk about at the end of the rejection, so I wanted to talk about this here. Ebi Karo Kamadvith Obatir Kamadvith. Since there's no answer, Naktinan Debatir Kamadvith. So therefore, Lamaisa, we go Behetir Kamafis. Mutter, right now something's mutter and you try to be mafis with it, it must be Behetir Kamafis. Bidabaskinan, he brings a raya from another Gemara. Either way, Halacha Lamaisa, we paskin, says the Ramban, Behetir Kamafis. There is a tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz in Chela Gimel, Simin Tuf Tuf Nun Vav. The Radvaz had the following question. Sha'atami Meni, Al Ruvein Hayanasui Beis Nashim. Reuben was married to two women. The Omar la'achas mehen, and Reuben says to one of his wives, Hana'aseich asura alai mikarva lamed yom. Your asur, right, your hana'ah is asur to me for the next 30 days. I can't live with you, I can get any benefit from you. For 30 days, we're off limits. And, v'avar shloshim yom, 30 days passed. V'yomer la'acheres, and on day 32, let's say, he goes over to his other wife and says, Va'at gamkein kamoha. You're also like that other woman. You're also like that wife. So mahu, what does he mean? What's his kavana by saying this to his second wife? The at asura kamosh loshim yokabar, does he mean to say, you're also now for just like the first one was also for 30 days, you're also also for 30 days? Or at muteris kamoha, but this woman is mutter now. So do you say no? It means muteris, like her. So where do you look for this kind of shaila? Says the Radvaz. Where do you look at Shas? It's his kasha, our Gemara. Because originally this other woman was aser, but now she's mutter. Even though, says the Radvaz, this question is not answered in the Gemara. Kushali, says the Radvaz, I don't even understand what the whole shakla vataria was. I don't understand how the Gemara could have a question about this issue. Why? It's obvious in my mind, says the Radvaz, that it must be bikara kamatvis. It must be of this or in mine. Why? Because after all, why do you say anything? Why do you say anything? If you're Behatera Kamafis right now, so why do you say a word? It's mutter right now. Whatever object you're putting under your nether discussion right now is mutter. So what's your point of saying, but it should be like this if your Kavan is mutter? Bishlam, if you say Asura Kamoa, that fits. But if you say Muteres Kamoa, Hari Ein Mosi Dvarav Lavatala. So first of all, Sedra Ravan, I don't understand the whole question of the Gemara. That was the question. I'm sorry. That was what the questioner asked the Radvaz. What's the halacha in this case? I don't even understand the question of the Gemara. Says the Radvaz, answer, fine. You're right. I don't understand the question. But fine, the Gemara asked the question. The question was not answered. So I don't understand how Rishonim could paskin lehetera. He says, fine, it's a difficult to understand the question. But once he asked the question and you don't have an answer, well, shouldn't you say lechumra? Shouldn't you say ena demosi dvar of levatala? But a Durham Kaimalanda Bater Kamatvis? I don't understand that. Vachim Hiskim Aramban Vaharan Vaharitva. He says Tikshalcha Hilchasa, Vahari Moti Dvar Lavatala. Kiyadavar Hamutr Matsorach Lahatviso Bidavar Hamutr. Elevate Latviso Bidavar Asukabachavain. So I don't understand the whole question. I don't understand how we can ask the answers. It says the Radvaz, you have to say as follows. Kachin Atsa Dvar Shaladvarim. This is what you have to say. Kila Olam Hishvucha Khalamido Sayhan Deba Hashta Kamatvis. Klomar. Chazal didn't say Hatera Karmatfis. They just said, what you point to must be what it is right now. Whether it's Kula or Chumra. It's not a din of Hatera Karmatfis. But it's Kisof HaInyan, Bein L'Kula Ben L'Chumra. V'heichadavi L'Chumra L'Kasha V'Almidui. If it's more Chumra now than it was, then you're not going to ask me Akasha. Fine. But even if it's L'Kula, don't ask me. Because that's what we pass. And you go by Hashta. That's the key, not Hetera. And even though you have this Svara that a person doesn't say things for nothing, Ula Isura Kamachavin, Havi Dvarim Shebelev. That's Dvarim Shebelev. And even though it's Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim we pass him. Because if you just look at what he said, sounds like he wants to go by what's now. This should be like this. And therefore it says the Radvaz, I paskin lekula in this case. This other second wife is mutter to the man because he said this woman should be like my first wife, and it's mutter because right now this first wife is mutter. That's the tshuva of the Radvaz in Gimel Tuf Nun Vav. Okay, so the Gemara says, isn't this a machlokas tanoim? We tried. Isn't this talking about a case of bechor after Zrikas Adam, so it's mutter, and the machlokas is, do you go by what's be'ikar or not? So the Gemara answers, no, lo. Tekulei amal lefnei Zrikas Damim. Really, it's before Zrikas Adam. That's the case. So really, it's usher now. It's still usher now. Umay taima daman deshari. So why would anybody say mutter? Why is it not a good neder? If you were matvis in a bechor before Zrikas Adam, so why isn't it a good neder? Amar kra, because the pasuk says, ki yidor. As we had already, and we're going to have later on the Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak, later today, Bechor, according to this Pshita, is a Davar Ha'asr, not a Davar Ha'nadur. What's a Davar Ha'nadur? Where you create the Isser. What's a Bechor? It's Kedushas Mirachem. Right? You have a firstborn kosher animal that is Kadosh. It's Kadosh. That's not a Davar Ha'nadur. That's a Davar Ha'asr. Pesdavar Aser, so that's why the this Ma'ad Amar says Mutter, because you're being Matfiz Pesdavar Aser, and therefore the nether is not Chal. Ma'ad Asar, what about the other opinion? What about the one that says that the nether does work? No, Amar Kro Lashem, L'Rabos Davar Ha'asur. No, because there is a special pasuk there, a special extra word Lashem, to include a Davar Ha'asur. Tosas points out, not every Davar Ha'asur. That's the first, I'd agree. But this Davar Ha'asur. Because this Davar Ha'asur isn't so Asur, as we're going to see. As we mentioned yesterday also, there's a human element here. There is a Hakdasha that is... Okay, there is a hakdasha that that takes place by the person. So it's not a regular davar ha'aser, right? Tosfos says davar ha'aser pirish davar ha'aser kihai. The first Tosfos the bechor lefi shenechshav ksas davar hanader kidebefarish fazel. It's a little davar ha'aser. It's a little davar hanader. The question is, what's defining it? So you have this machlokas uman deshari. So fine, according to the one back, according to the first one, the Amar, according to the one that says that your new meat is mutter. Why? Because the net is a bechor is a davar ha'asur lashem by avilei. What does he use lashem to include? Miboy lelamathis bechadus of asham. He uses it to include chatas and asham. That chatas and asham are called davar hanadur, not a davar ha'asur. Right? You might have said you have to bring a chatas. If you have to bring the chatas, you have to bring the asham, as you mentioned, those are the two karbanos that are ba'al chait, you have to bring a chatas and an asham, so maybe those are called davar ha'asur, not a davar ha'nadur. You didn't create the whole idea, you did the aveir, and Hashem says you have to do it. That's the chiddush, according to that man to Amar, that no, chatas and asham are called a davar ha'nadur. Says the Gemara, so umara isal rabos chatas va'asham v'lohot yesabachar, so why did that opinion choose to include chatas and asham, and not include a bechor? Marbani chadas, what's the difference? They're both kind of davar ha'asur and davar ha'nadur. So why is a chadas and asham more reason to include it? So Gemara says, no. Marbani chadas va'asham shu matvis b'neder. Chadas and asham I include, because that's a real davar ha'nadur. That's matvis b'neder. What exactly does that mean? Machlokas Ran and Rambam. The Ran says that means you choose which animal you want to bring for a chadas and an asham. Fine, you have a chi of gavra to bring a chadas and an asham. Which animal? Anyone in the world that you want. As long as it fits that, right, chadas has to be female, right, asham has to be expensive, so everyone, fine, has to be in a category, but basically, you choose the animal. That's what the Ran says. The Ran says that you choose which one you want to bring. Umotzi anias ha-bechor shehu kadosh mi'ayima. Unlike bechor, you don't choose. You don't choose by Bechar which animal. So therefore, that's why Chathas and Asham would be included as a Davar HaNadur and not Bechar. The Rambam gives a different shot. Why are Chathas and Asham called a Davar HaNadur while Bechar not? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Nedarim, Aleph Yud, Chathas v'ha'asham, afal pi she'enan bon b'nedir v'nedava, kamo she'izbar b'em kamo, even though you cannot voluntarily bring a Chathas and an Asham, Efshar linoder lahavi osa machmas nidro. There is a way to put yourself into a situation that you'd have to bring a chatas. We had this last week. What's that? Naziris. Accept upon yourself a naziris. Boom, you have to bring a chatas. So you're right, you can't voluntarily bring a chatas, but at the Rambam, chatas is in the parsha of Nidarim. Why? Because there is a way for you to bring a chatas voluntarily, by accepting upon yourself the zirus. Shahanodir benazir, maybe chatas. Vim nitma, maybe asham. And let's say you become tamei, right? So you bring an asham. That also is kind of, you know, you put yourself into the zirus situation, and now if you become tamei, you have to bring an asham too. So that's also connected to nadarim. But if you, by bechor is totally out of your control. Right, Bechor, Hare, says the Rabbah, Hare, Elu Mutarin, She'ein Kedushaso Bide Adam, Vein Yachol Atfiso Benedir, Shnemar Bolo Yakdish Yishoso. Right, Bechor is totally out of your control. So that's why a Bechor is excluded. And that's what we paskin, that a Chathas and a Nashim are included. Again, Machlokas Ran and Rambam, what the exact, how do you explain this line of Chathas and Nashim being included? Masha'ein Kedushaso Bide Bechor. The Rishash just asks a little kasha of the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? Why are Chathas and Asham included? Because there's a way for you to be mechayiv yourself a Chathas and an Asham. If you accept upon yourself a Naziris, you're mechayiv yourself a Chathas and an Asham. What about Meiser Behema? What about Meiser Behema? What's the halacha? What's my behema? My behema. I put my animal every 10 animals, right? I put them through the fence. 1, 2, 3, 4. Every 10. So what would you say according to the Rambam's svara? Should meiser behema be a davar hanadur or a davar haasur? Again, the Rambam says bechar. It's not. You don't have any choice. You can never be noder a bechar. At least chadas adashim you can be. By meiser, is there any way for you to put yourself into a position to be bechayev a meiser behema? No. Yeah, that's it's just like bechar. And yet the Rambam says that meiser behema works. Meiser behema is a davar hanadur. According to the Ran, it works because you could choose. According to the Ran's reason, you could choose which animal you're going to make meiser, which one you're going to put through as number 10. So according to the Ran, the Svara works, but according to the Rambam, I don't understand it. The Rambam says meiser behema hare ilu asur and hold kushasa for the adam. Kushasa for the adam. The Rambam says for the adam means you can bring him up and end the vidadava. So that's the kasha of the Rishas. Maybe he says if you just keep your animals scattered all over your field, never in one group, you'll never have a chiyav meiser. But either way, that's his kasha on the Rambam. Machlokas Ran and Rambam with the Rishas's kasha here on the Rambam. Okay. Asiri Kodesh, the man. Okay, there is some element, but the Rambam's lashon is ho uktushasu bidei adam. But what does the Rambam say? What does Ban Nedav Nedava mean? It means there is a way for you to have this in the Parsha of Nedarim. So you're saying maybe it's totally different. It's just every day Adam, but still the situation is not your own. So you're right. Maybe you have to say there's something unique about Meiser Behema. You choose Chatas, but that's what the Ran says. The Rambam doesn't say that's the reason. That's the Pirush of the Gemara. It's not that you choose which animal. That's the Ram. The Rambam says it's because you can't put yourself into a situation of bringing a chatos. Okay, continuing the Gemara. Umanda asar. What about the one that says that it does work when you're matfis bebechar? So, bechar nami matfis beneder. Because no, you're right. Bechar has some kedusha when it's born, but it's also matfis beneder. Why? Tanya, as we mentioned at the end of Shir yesterday, Mishum Rebbe Amru. Rebbe says, "Minayin l'norla bechar b'toch beso she mitzvah lahakdisho." How do you know that a bechar in your house? There's still a mitzvah to be makdish the bechar, even though it's a firstborn kadosh as it is. Shenemar hazachar takdish, because it says the zachar takdish. Uman deshari. Let's just finish. And according to the one, it says mutter that a bechar is a davar haaser kilo makdish le'milo mikdish. If you don't do anything, it's kadosh. So you see that it's kadosh b'dei shemayim is nothing to do with you. Okay, so there is a major discussion in the Achronim related to this line. A Bechar is Kadosh. A Bechar is Kadosh. But you still have a mitzvah lahakdisha. So what's the Kedusha of Bechar and what are you adding? Or are you really adding anything? That is a discussion. Again, we mentioned yesterday the thought from Rav Schachter in the Gittes Egos. He made this line exciting. You think it's just a line in Hilchas Becharus. Bechar, mitzvah lahakdisha. No, Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Shabbos, that's the machlokas Rambam and Magen Mishnah. The Rambam says Kiddush and Abdallah are both Daraisa. The Magen Mishnah says only Kiddush. What's the svar behind them? Because maybe the Rambam holds, what's the point of Kiddush? The mitzvah of Kiddush is about cordoning off Shabbos, making it special before and after you cordon something off. So therefore, that's the Rambam, to be mavdil the day. Mashaikid, according to the Magen Mishnah, what's Kiddush in contrast to Havdalah? The idea of adding your own personal element of Hakdasha. Just like Bechor, so too Shabbos. You're makdash it. Even though it's Kaddish V'Yomid, you're still makdash it. And I didn't mention yesterday, but he adds on, maybe this answers a kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch asks that the Gemara says that you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. Zorach Lahaska Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. Zachas Yom Shabbos Lakadsha. So he asks, why don't you have to mention that in Havdalah? Why is that only a Kiddush idea? If you have comparisons between Kiddush and Havdalah, ask the Minchas Chinuch. Even the Afina Migzira Shabbat, the Tzorach Lahaskir Yitzias Mitzrayim, Imkein Lahasovrim, the Gam Havdalah Daraisa, why don't you have Yitzias Mitzrayim by Havdalah? Why only by Kiddush? So, suggests Rav Schachter, Vahanira Lomar Bazet. Why? What's the connection? What's Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim? Why do you have to mention Kiddush and Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim? Why do you have to mention Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim by all Kiddushes? Not just by Shabbos. You mentioned Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim by Yantif, by Rosh Hashanah. You always mention it. What did that explain? So he quotes that Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim, what happened in Letzias Mitzrayim? We were given the koach to be Mekadesh Zman. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. At Letzias Mitzrayim, we were given that koach. That is why every time that we are makadesh zman, we mention Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that's the root of our kedusha. That's even why he quotes from the Shaarei Ephraim. Others say this as well. Why by Rosh Chodesh this Shabbos by Rosh Chodesh Peshik? Why do we say Misha Asam Nisam Lavaseinu Yigal Ozadu Bakarov? Wonderful, we daven for the geula. Why do we daven for the geula? Okay, it's another month we didn't get Mashiach. That's the pashtus. But specifically, right after we bench Rosh Chodesh, right before, why? Because we're about to be Mekadesh the Zman, and what's the root of being Mekadesh Zman? When do we get this power? By the Geula Rishona, by Yetzias Mitzrayim. So every time we are about to use our power to be Mekadesh Zman, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please bring us back. This, we got this in the first Geula, please bring us the ultimate Geula. That's why we say Mishas Anisim by Rosh Chodesh benching. So maybe this whole idea only applies to Kiddush. Because Kiddush is about the Kiddush Hazman, we're sanctifying the day. Masha'en Kain, when it comes to Havdalah, that has to do with the Havdalah of the day, but the sanctification of the day is beforehand. So that's just finishing up the thought that we mentioned from yesterday. But there are a number of other discussions that the Achronim have here related to the Kedusha of Bechar. If you look in the first question, do you have to say it bepeh? Lahakdish habachar bepeh, harei ze bachar. It's a machlokas tanoim. And it's a machlokas rishonim, whether it's mentioned in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. We paskin have to mention it bepeh. Mitzvah lahakdish habepeh. The Sefer HaChinuch even mentions it in his Sefer HaMitzvahs. Lakadish habachoros. Mitzvah yudches. The inyan ha-mitzvah, she mitzvah labailam lahakdisho v'lomar harei ze kodesh. When you have your Bechar, which is Kadosh anyway, there's a mitzvah. Bizman hazeh, we try to get out of it. Because if you have a Bechar running around today, you know, it's big problems. You might shear it, you might milk it. Big problems. That's why, generally, if you have a farm, Eretz Yisrael, Bizman hazeh, before an animal is about to be born, the minhag is to become partners with a guy before the animal is born. So right when the animal is born, it's half non-Jewishly owned, and therefore there's no Kedusha. Non-Jewish ownership is mafkia kedushas bechar, because halacha lama, buy meiser, you don't have a problem today. Just don't count your animals. Don't put them through a fence and go one, two, three. Okay, so there's no meiser. But by bechar, it's automatic, partially. So what do you do? So that's the general minhag. But anyways, to complete the mitzvah, says the Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah lakdisha v'loma harezeh kodesh. The mitzvah HaMelech points out that the Rambam, yes, he paskins this way in his Hilchas Bechoros, but he does not mention this detail in the Sefer HaMitzvos. He doesn't say it to be makdashit bepeh in the Sefer HaMitzvos. And it says the mitzvah HaMelech, why not? If he says it, what in the contrast to the Sefer HaChinuch, what's the difference? What's the difference between mentioning it or not? So he explains, maybe the machlokas is, begeder hadid de mitzvah lahakdisho. Are you really adding a halachic element of kedusha? What's the point of you being makdashit? You might say that you are not adding anything. What are you doing? You're showing to Hashem that you love his mitzvahs. As he quotes the Lashon of the Smak, ata makacho kedushas chavivus. That's the Lashon of the Smak, one of the Rishonim, Sefer Mitzvahs Kata. So why do you have to be makdish to Bechar? It's fully kadosh without you. You don't do anything. It's perfect. But what's your point? To show Hashem you love the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to show Hashem you love the mitzvah. That's A. Or do you say, no, there's really an element that's missing. Maybe there are two aspects of the Kedusha of Bechar. There's Kedusha's Bechar from Hashem, and there's Kedusha's Bechar from you. That's a Lashon that he quotes from the Cheshek Shlomo. Lahakdisho b'Kedusha's Kedusha's Haguf and Kedusha's Hakrava. You really do add something to its Kedusha by saying Harizah Kadosh. Now it's ready to be Hukrav. So suggest the Mitzvah HaMelech, maybe that's the machlokes between the Chinuch and the Rambam. According to the Chinuch, there's a separate mitzvah to say this is Kodesh. Maybe because the Chinuch holds that you're not really adding anything. It's not a din of you're getting ready for Hakrava. You're getting ready for Hakrava, then it's part of the regular mitzvah of Karbanus. You're being makdashit. We have mitzvahs of Hakdashas HaKarban. But maybe, according to the Chinuch, you're mentioning it. Why? Because it's a separate din of Chavivas HaMitzvah, separate din by Bechar. L'may Nafkamina, what other Nafkaminas might you say? Whether it's just a separate din to show Hashem you love this mitzvah, or you're really adding Kedusha in order to be Makrovit, Bizman Hazeh. Let's say you have a Bechar. Let's say you forgot to do it. Your animal had a baby. You forgot to become partners with a guy. So you have a Bechar. Is there any reason for you to be Makdashit Bepeh? See if you say it has to do with hakrava. Of course not. You don't want to do that. It's going to cause more problems. Masha'enkein, if you say it has to do with just, no, you're showing Hashem that you love the mitzvah, chavivas ha-mitzvah, then you would do it even b'zman hazeh. What about a balmum? A b'chor balmum, he quotes a machlokas rishonim. What about that case? Or a third nafkamin he does not quote. This is brought up fascinating by the Minchas Chinuch. What about a katan? What about a katan who has a b'chor? Could a katan mitzvah la-hakdisho b'peh? Could a katan do it? Could a katan do it? So if you're really adding, on the one hand, you might say, if you're really getting Kedusha, a Kohen can't do it. But if you're just doing it to show you love the mitzvah, then maybe a Kohen even could do it. But says the Minchas Chinuch, just the opposite. If you're not adding Kedusha, it's just a mitzvah say that Hashem told you to do, maybe a Kohen can't do mitzvahs. Kohen's not chayv in mitzvahs. A Kohen's mitzvahs aren't acknowledged. Says the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Yud Ches, it's like 8 pages here. Says the Minchas Chinuch, in Nolol HaKatan Bechar, De'ein Be'akdesho Klum, Vade Mitzvah V'Hakdesh V'Yagdil. So real Hakdasho won't work. But then he says, Ani Mesupik, even if you don't add anything, in Mechui V'Hakdesh V'Hakdesh, does it work? In Nomar, Kivin Dekvar Hikdesho Soho V'Hakdesho Hakdesh, Imke Ma Mosav V'Hakdesh, you might say he's not adding anything more. Or you might say, De'be'emes Mitzvah Zasei L'Hakdesh B'Pam. Ain Mosav Shum Davar, Kivalav Achim Is Kadesh. It's a Xeris Akasa, it's a Mitzvah L'Bailim. He's not included in regular mitzvahs, so that's why he says I'm not sure whether a katan can work. But again, it might be a nafkamina based on whether you're really adding something when you're makdish. That's the real discussion of the Minchas Chinuch and the Mitzvah Samelach. Are you really adding something when you're makdish it, or is it just stam a mitzvah zaseh to declare it so Hashem sees that you love the mitzvahs? Fine. One last point. Yeah. What are you adding? So what are you adding? So the Rav Shlomo Zalman, and this is the last one I'm going to mention, in the Minchas Shlomo here in Nedarim, Rav Shlomo Zalman has a very extreme formulation in terms of this Hakdasha. He says, maybe, starts with the Tosefta. The Tosefta says, if you have a Hefker animal, there's no Kedushas Bechor. The Tosefta says, a Hefker animal, Peturim Min HaBechorah. Amazing. Why is there no Kedushas Bechor? It's automatic. So automatic. So Shlomo Zalman says, "Why the Hainu Taima? The Afalgav de Bechor bePeter Rechem Kadosh Me'elav Afshelo Hikdisho bePeh. Even though it's Kadosh automatically, but you need a Bailim that are Roi to be Makdishit. Become Makom BeInan Shilo Bailim V'Roi Lakdisho. De Behachi. Even if the Bailim don't end up doing it, it's automatic because the Bailim should have. Just like the principle of what's he going to quote?" Some halachas, you need the potential for something, even though you don't actually need something, right? It's most famous by Hilchas Mikvah, Hilchas Tefillah. If a woman goes to the mikvah, she's not allowed to have any chatzitzes inside her mouth, right? Stitches, issues, all these. Does she have to keep her mouth open in the mikvah? No. You have to keep your mouth open, but it has to be kolaroi. It has to be fit in order for water to be able to go in, even though water doesn't have to actually go in. Right, it's halacha by carbon mincha. So it comes up a number of places, this halacha. So Shlomo Zalman quotes this here. You need roi lahakdisho. If it's a hefker animal, it doesn't work. But you need roi lahafkir, a roi lahakdish, and in that way it would work. And then he says, ve'efshar, unbelievable. He says it could very well be that once the owner is makdishit, then the kedusha from Hashem disappears. And it's fully kadosh by the person. Nifka hektish haTorah. The hefker of the Torah leaves, and he compares it even to the hefker of Shvius. Hashem makes it hefker, even if you don't do anything. But it could be that once you do it, then the hefker of Hashem leaves. A question, but he says that's his discussion. So according to that, you really add something, at least roi la hektish, even if the Bailam don't actually add something. Okay, let's continue.
In terms of what I say, adding kedusha, but in terms of the Dara, does this meet us or not?
Right, but
it's
Aser before Zrika, but the question is, halachically, is it defined as a Nadar or an Aser? That's this element here. It has some Nadar elements, some Aser elements. Remember we had a couple of days ago, Yerushalayim. You say Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim has some Nadar elements. It comes from the Machzor HaShekel. It has some Aser elements. So Bechor is this middle type of case also. Okay, Ke'imra Kedirim. Tana. Says the Braisa. Imra le imra ke imra. If you say any of those words, dirim, right? If you say my mutter animals should be like sheep, two sheep, like a sheep. Dirim le dirim ke dirim. Deer, as we mentioned, is a yard which has animals that were going to be karbanas or wood that was going to be used. Eitzim le eitzim ke eitzim. Ishim le ishim ke ishim. Mizbech le mizbech ke mizbech. Heichal le heichal ke heichal. Yerushalayim le Yerushalayim ke Yerushalayim. If you use any of those lashonos without any prefix, or with a kaf or a lamed prefix, kulon, and you say all of them with the following, she'ochelacha, like Yerushalayim, what I eat of yours. Like, just like Yerushalayim is aser, so do whatever I eat of yours is aser. Or like a carbon, or a carbon, aser. All of those are good lashonos of a neder, and therefore, the what I'm trying to aser will become aser. Lo ochelacha, but if I say all these lashonos with the phrase, I will not eat of yours, meaning, a carbon, what I won't eat of yours, so then mutter. Then it's fine, because what you say? What you're not going to eat is like a carbon. Okay, fine, but you will eat. It's going to be mutter. So who is the author of this brisa? Mansha mina le deloshani le imra le imra ki imra. Who is the one that says that you don't even need a prefix? Just saying the word imra would be good. Rabbi Meir he. It's sheet. That's Rabbi Meir. Right? Because we don't have a beferish Rabbi Meir sheet to hear, but we know Rabbi Yehuda argues. So we assume Rabbi Meir is the bar plukta, just like we had 2 days ago, the opposite. We don't have a beferish Rabbi Yehuda, so we assume that they're the ones that argue with each other. But the Tanakama of our Mishnah that we had back on Daf Yud Amabez on the bottom, the Rabbi Yehuda in the end of that Mishnah said you need a prefix. But Rabbi Meir holds you don't need a prefix. So Rabbi Meir must be the author of this brisa, that you don't need a prefix for it to be aser. Ema seifa, but the last line of the brisa says, v'kulon lo ocha lecha mutter. But the last line of the brisa says, if you say any of these words with lo ocha lecha, it's going to be mutter. But that doesn't fit, because later on we have, and we also had it yesterday, v'hatznan l'karben lo ocha lecha, Rabbi Meir oser. We have a statement that says, when Rabbi Meir holds, if you say l'karben lo ocha lecha, for a carbon, what I don't eat, Ramirez says, Aser in that case. But I'm Rabbi Abba, and Rabbi Abba says, Nasa Ka'omer, why? Because you translate his words to mean, Le carbon yehei, it should be for a carbon, Lefichach la'ochalacha, therefore I will not eat of yours. So what's the difference? So this brisa, which we just said is the authorship of Rabbi Meir, says, all these cases where it's going to be mutter, Le carbon, Le dirim, la'ochalacha. So Gemara answers, Lo kasha. No, there's a difference. Hada Amar, Lo Imra. Hada Amar Le Imra. Did you say Le Imra with a Shva or La Imra or Lo Imra, even two words? If you say Le Imra with a Shva, so then that's what Rameir says. This should be for a sheep, and therefore I'm not going to eat it. But our case over here is you said Lo Imra, meaning it's not supposed to be us. This is the difference between what you said. Fine. Next Mishnah. Ha'omer karban ola mincha chatas to de shlamim. If you say to your animal in your backyard, or to anything, you say, ola, tamid, not tamid, ola, mincha, chatas, you say any of these, the Ritva calls these yados. Ritva says they're yados, but you didn't say the whole phrase, you just say the word shlamim. Sha'ani ochelacha, and then you say, shlamim, what I eat of yours. Sorry, you don't have the animals, just this is a regular neder, asur. In all those cases, it's asur. Sha'ani ochelacha, asur. Rabbi Yehuda matar, Rabbi Yehuda says in all the cases, mutter, as Rabbi Yehuda holds, you need a prefix. You can't just say the word. The word is not connecting it to what you're trying to aser. But the Tanakhama says you do not need a prefix. The Rush here points out that what's this group? What's the common denominator of this group? They're all karbanis chova. Ola, mincha, chata, shlamim, or they could be chova. They could be chova. You could have a karban mincha that's a chova. You could have a shlamim that's a chova. The shlamim, the kifse atzeres that you bring on Shavuos is a shlamim that's a chova. What about a toda? What about a toda? So the Rush says, in the fifth wide line of the Rush, kol hani b'karban eschova ayri, toda kolala b'hadayu, didamya l'chova, didalat srichem l'hodos. There is no Gemara that says beferish, that those four, we know dalat srichem l'hodos, Midbar, and Chole, and Jael, and Yardain. There's no Gemara that says that those four are chayiv to bring a carbon toda. It says srichem l'hodos. They have to give thanks to Hashem. Rashi, in Zvachim Dav Zayin, Amad Aleph, makes that connection. He also says it ala Torah. Rashi, I think his parashas Yisro. Rashi says, Dalat Rikham Lahodos means you have to bring a carbon toda. Lav Dafka, that's not mefurish in the Gemara anywhere, but the Rush seems to be connecting that too. The Rush in Brachas on that Gemara, in Perek Tes, says that our Birchas HaGomel takes the place of a carbon toda. That's where our Minah comes from, to make a Birchas HaGomel, by those four cases. There is a discussion, are those four specific? Are those four examples? But there is no specific connection. The Rashi here is going like that, Rashi in Zvachim Dav Zayin, that Toda is somewhat Mechuyev. Even though, like, do you mamish, just like if you do a sin, you have to bring a Chatas. If you go through one of these experiences, you have to bring a Karban Toda in the same way. It's the same type of Chiyev. So most Mishnayim say no, it's a nice idea, but it's not the same as Chiyuv. Rashi there seems to link it in terms of Chiyuv, so then this Mishnah would fit in perfectly that it's all cases of Chiyuv. Okay, continuing. If you say this lashon to, like, what do you say? Here you're saying Sha'ani Ochelecha. If you say to an animal, Ki Karban, Ki Ola, then it's like the side of Ola. That's like Mimakta shit, even. Right. Right, so how do you know it's not a carbon itself? And so you have to know the lashon. You have to know if you say Ki Ola. The Ki. If you just point to an animal and say Ola, then it's probably a carbon. Right. Unlike what I said before. I meant the Sha'ochelecha. Okay. Ha Karban, Ki Karban, Karban, Sha'ochelecha. If you say any of these words with sha'ochalacha, while I would eat of yours, aser, because that's your saying, whatever I eat of yours should be the carbon. Le carbon, lo ochalacha, Rabbi Meir oser. That's the line we had three times already. Rabbi Meir holds that if you say le carbon, to a carbon, it should be for a carbon, and therefore I will not eat it. That's what Rabbi Meir says, aser. Tani carbon, ha carbon, ke carbon, sha'ochalacha, aser. The first line of the middle line of the Mishnah says, even without a prefix, it's aser, stamatonic Rabbi Meir, to loshon, lebenim, rila imra. That's Shitas Rabbi Meir, who says you don't need a prefix. E Rabbi Meir, but if it's Rabbi Meir, diktani, hakarban sha'ochel lecha aser, but Rabbi Meir says, even by hakarban sha'ochel lecha aser, if you use that lashon of the carbon that I will eat of yours, that's aser, but we have a different source of Rabbi Meir. Va'atanya, modim chacham Rabbi Yehuda, the chachamim, which is Rabbi Meir, when you're talking about with the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir agrees, ba'omer ha-karban, ha-ola, v'ha-minchel, ha-chatas, sha'ochel ha-chashamutter. If you say the phrase, ha-ola, ha-karban, it's going to be mutter. Why? Shlo'nother ze'ela b'chayi karban, because we assume this is just a lashon of an oath. Ba-ha-karban, and I swear by this animal, by this kachatas. So says the Gemara, so we have a steer between our Mishnah, which ha-karban is asur, and in this brisa, ha ola ha mincha is mutter. So Gemara answers, it depends. Lo kasha ha da amar ha karban va da amar ha karban. One word or two words? If it's two words, ha hey aleph karban, that's an exclamation. Ha karban, that's an exclamation. And that's a shmua. That's not, you're not being accepting upon yourself anything. That's just a shmua. That's an oath. But if you say ha karban, one word, so that's where we say usr, that's our Mishnah. My time, but why is the two words not a karban? Chayi karban kamar, he's saying like in the life, like a few weeks ago, in the life of Paro, in the life of the karban, you're just taking a shvuah. Ketani, that's the next four lines we've had twice already over the past 24 hours. Ketani la karban la ochel lachar mer oser. Our Mishnah has that phrase that la karban la ochel lachar mer says usr. Va'alef la mer mechalava tashumi hain. Why does Rami say usr in this case? Aren't you saying to a carbon what I don't eat? Mashma that what I do eat will be mutter. So Rabbi Abba nasa ka'omer l'karbon yehei l'fichach lo'ocha l'cha. Rabbi Abba says we interpret this lashon to mean it should be for a carbon, therefore I won't eat it. So that's how we interpret it. Okay, last Mishnah. Ha'omer l'chaveiro. Somebody says to their friend, konem pi medaber imach. My mouth that speaks should be a konam with you. Meaning, the Havamina now was understanding this to mean, it's usher for me to speak to you. Usher for me to speak to you. Yadi osa imach. It's usher for me to do anything for you. Ragli malachas imach. It's usher for me to walk to you. Usher. In all those cases, it works. In all those cases, that language works, and it's usher for you to speak, or to do, or to walk. So, vareminu, is that really true? Chomer b'shuas b'nedarim b'shuas. There's a chomer by a shvua that a nether doesn't have, and there's a chomer by a nether that a shvua doesn't have. Chomer b'nedarim, what's the stringency by a nether? Shehanedarim chalan ala mitzvah ki b'rishus. As we had earlier on Dafres, a nether can be chal even on a dvar mitzvah. If I say, that sukkah is usher to me, that's chal. I'm not allowed to walk into that sukkah. A nether can be chal on a dvar mitzvah. If I make a shvua, I swear I will never sit in a sukkah. That's meaningless. Because I already swore at our Sinai that I have to sit in a sukkah. I could nether can be chal on a dvar mitzvah, like a dvar rishus, because that's on the chefsa. Mashenkin b'shvuas. Mashenkin, but by a shvua, is on the gavras. Therefore, you can't swear that you're not going to sit in a sukkah, because you're already prior, you're meshubid from a prior shvua. Let's just finish the question, then we'll talk about it. And there's a chumrah, a stringency by a shvua, that a nether doesn't have. A shvua could even be chal on a dover she'ein bo mamish. You don't need something tangible for a shvua. Because it's about you. Right? The Ran's lashon here is because you're a dover she'ein bo mamish. So every shvua is a dover she'ein bo mamish. because the shvu is about you. Mashenki nedar, but neder has to be chal on something. A neder has to be chal on an object. So ask the Gemara on the Mishnah, so how could the neder in our Mishnah be chal? Speaking, walking, doing is not a davar sheish bo mamash. So what does it mean that, you know, I aser, a konav, it should be like a carbon in my speech. You need something tangible. So the Mishnah says, you're right, Amar of Yehuda, ba'omer ye'aser pi lediburi. It's my mouth should be usher like a carbon in terms of speaking to you. That's what it means. Yadi l'maaseyem ragli lehi luchan. It means your mouth or hands or feet. Dekanami, and how do I know that I'm right? I'll prove it to you. Diktani pi medaber imach. Why does the Mishnah even mention your mouth? Veloktani sha'ani medaber imach. What's the mouth doing in the Mishnah? Or the hands or the foot? So that's the interpretation of the Mishnah. Really, you're assering your mouth regarding speech. You're assering your feet regarding doing things. Therefore, that is a davar sheish b'mamash. Period. There's a great question that is asked by the Rashba. So what does this Gemara say? We're going to talk about this again on Daf Tezayin. The Rashba says, what does it say here? A neder could be chal on a dvar mitzvah. Chal on a dvar mitzvah, meaning I could say that suk is assur to me. You could say that. Why don't you say asi dechalos asay? The asay of suk is docha dechalos asay of the neder. You just put an isser upon yourself by saying that sukkah is also to you. We know there's a general principle, ase doche los ase. So why don't you say the ase, fine, a neder can be chal, but so what? It should be mutter. The ase of sukkah should be doche the los ase. Why isn't it at the same time? The second you walk into the sukkah, you're fulfilling the mitzvah. You don't make the bracha, okay. What? You made the neder a week before. So, but the isser, so what? So let's say the isser and the, so the situation, the isser started, but you're not violating at that moment. You don't go by when it starts. The mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah starts the second sukkah starts. You didn't walk into your sukkah yet. Doesn't matter when it starts, matter when you're being makayim, when you're violating. That what? So the Rashba says, like our Rashba said, the Rashba's first answer is, because the neder is an asay and a los asay. And we say, "Ein neder dacha los asay v'asay." Say los asay and asay. Right? He says, "V'yishlomer." This is the Rashba on Daf Tezayin. The nedarim asay v'los asay heim. Asay kachola yasei mipiv yasay. Los asay lo yachel dvaro. So that's the Rashba. It's an asay and a los asay. The Nemuki Yosef asked this question and gives a different answer. The Nemuki Yosef on that Daf on Daf Tezayin says, "No, because by a neder, you aser the chefsa. You aser the chefsa." We're not going to be ma'achil and isser biadayim to you. That's the lashon of the Nemuki Yosef. We're not going to be ma'achil and isser biadayim. You created this isser. Where's this? Where's my Nemuki Yosef here? The second parak on Daf Tezayin says the Nemuki Yosef be'machilin la'adam davar ha'asur lo shelo amra Torah la'asos mitzvah bi'isurei hana. That's the language. The Torah didn't make you do mitzvahs in an asur way in isurei hana. That's the Nemuki Yosef. Ask the stipler, what's the machlokas here? What's the stipler right here in the Nedarim? What's the machlokas, the Rashba and the Nemuki Yosef? The Nemuki Yosef says, no, because you answer this chefsa, it's like we're not going to give you an Isser object to do a mitzvah with. The Rashba didn't say that. So explains the stipler. Maybe the machlokas is how they look at, and he quotes Lashitasos from elsewhere in Shas, how they look at Isurim in general. We spoke about this on that Beis already, in that Gimel. Are most Isurim in the Torah Isure Gavra or Isure Chefsa? So says the stipler, the Rashba holds in a number of places that all Isure Torah are Isure Chefsa. They're all Isure Chefsa. It's not formulated as you can't do it. But this Bia is Asur to you. This food is Asur to you. It's all Isure Chefsa. So the principle of Asi Docha Losa say, oh, even if it's Isur Chefsa, it applies. In Kol HaTorah Kula, you say Asi Docha Losa say. Even by Isur Chefsa. So you can't say that here is different because it's an Isur Chefsa. That's why the Rashba has to come along and say, what's the reason? The answer is because there's an asay and a los asay by Nadar. Mashenki, the Nemuki Yosef holds that no, Isurei Torah or Isurei Gavra, like the Ritva held at the beginning of the second parak. If that's true, then you could say that when do you say asay docha los asay? By Isurei Gavra. If the Torah tells me to do something, it tells me not to do something, I can say asay docha los asay. But if you can have an Isra Chefsa there, then there's no precedent for that. That's why you would say that Asi Docha Los Asei does not apply with the Los Asei is an Isser Chefsa. If you remember, we touched on this a little bit last year, 2 years ago, Shabbos HaGadol. I forgot which year we discussed about Chadash, and I forgot which year that was. But anyway, so that's the stipler here in Adar Mesim and Tesvav, explaining the Machlokas, the Rashba, and the Nemuki Yosef. You know what? We'll stop here. We'll start by the Mishnah tomorrow. Because again, the Mishnah goes into Dover HaNadar and Dover HaAsur.